Do you guys think that the cold benefits one team versus the other in this game?
I think all of the, honestly, like the exterior stuff benefits the Patriots over the Chiefs kind of across the board. And I say that because of the Chiefs' history, because they're younger. They haven't been on this stage before. So you take any element that is, you know, something that could interfere with a team mentally, and I think that probably goes against the Chiefs and helps the Patriots. It's sort of a funny atmosphere, I guess, around this game if you just look externally, where the Patriots probably look and say, all right, yeah, the Chiefs are the number one seed, they're the favorites and all this other stuff, but you sort of expect the Patriots to come out and win this game just because of what we saw last week. And on the Chiefs side of it, the feeling I'm getting from people here in Kansas City is, yeah, the Chiefs might be the better team, but nobody here expects the Chiefs to win this game because historically the Chiefs always lose to this game if they even get this far. So it's kind of funny, the contrast in the two sides.
Yeah, they've got a built-in institutional failure there is what they have, as Jim Murray has talked about many times. The Chiefs always lose in the big spots.
Yeah. No, I mean, there is a big part. I mean, this is such a huge event for this. I mean, the first time they've hosted this thing in this stadium. So you can feel. I mean, there definitely is a feel here for them. I mean, this is basically like the Super Bowl. So there's a ton of pressure on this team. I think there's a ton of nervousness here in Kansas City about this. They know that their team is really good. They've watched it all year long. They know what their team is capable of, particularly offensively. But they also know that they're trying to slay the dragon, and they're not sure they can do it.
Yeah, there is that part of it. We don't know what Patrick Mahomes will look like, you know, on this stage. We've got no reason to believe that he won't play well.
Yeah, if he looks like Jared Goff, the Patriots are in business, I'll
right.
tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. And I will say this, though. Since we took a break, the Rams did score a touchdown before the end of the half. So they've come within striking distance now. It's a one-score game. 13-10 is the score at halftime in the NFC title game. Jeff Howe, The Athletic, is with us in Kansas City. But to get back to some of this stuff, sort of the advantages the Patriots have in this game, you think across the board, Jeff, they've got everything, the outside stuff, the handling the week, handling the game, the weather. I can sort of see those items, but what about the fact that the Patriots are on the road and we know what they've been on the road this year? They've not been the same team.
No, you're 100% right. And it's, look, I can't sit here and defend anything that the Patriots have done in their first eight road games, especially in five of them. And shoot, they had 11 penalties in the victory against the Jets. So this team has obviously been completely different. But I think if you want to look at it from a more rosier point of view, this team has been so dialed in over the last 3 weeks, including the playoff bye, that I think there's just something different about the way that they've been preparing, the way that they have honestly boarded the buses and the planes. It's just everything about their road operation, their entire preparation operation, has just been that much more intensified over the last 3 weeks. And that's why I think it's fair to expect a different energy level, certainly a different focus level. And look, you just have to make sure that you don't succumb to an early Chiefs onslaught and find yourself, you know, I mean, you could have a couple bad plays and all of a sudden be down 10-0, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you got to make sure that you avoid that. And if you can start out the first 7 to 10 minutes of this game and remain in control, that sets you up to play the game on your terms, on your schedule, and you don't have to fall into the trap that the Colts did when they completely abandoned the running game, telegraphed it, and allowed guys like Chris Jones and Dee Ford and Justin Houston to do what they do best. I mean, that's the Chiefs' defense didn't solve anything last week. They were just a team that was able to rush it, you know, get after a quarterback who was telegraphing the fact that he was going to be throwing the ball. And again, that's what they do best, especially in their home environment. You look at the intangible stuff. Look, this Patriots team is locked in. And you know, last week I started to get that feeling on Friday. This week I started to get that feeling on Thursday. They're extremely confident. And I think that's a good sign. Now, if you want to look at it from the other side of it, I mean, I don't know if I've ever been as confident in a Patriots team as I was in 2015 going into the AFC Championship game when they laid, you know, an egg to start that game against the Broncos. So, look, confidence only gets you so far, gets you up to kickoff, and we'll see how they kind of handle it from there.
Jeff, I want to ask you, because you mentioned, you know, obviously the Colts played into the Chiefs' hands last week here at Arrowhead, but I think you can make an argument that the Chargers played right into the Patriots' hands. When you look at last week with the passing game, 24 Brady's 34 completions went to James White and Julian Edelman. He targeted those guys on 30 of his 44 attempts. Do you believe that the Patriots have to go to ancillary options in the passing game, whether it's a Dorsett or a Hogan or even a big game from Rob Gronkowski, that they can get that game if that's what they need to win?
That's a good question. I mean, that's something they're going to have to prove. The Chiefs, their defense, it's kind of a weird thing to say. The Chiefs' defense is not as good as the Chargers' defense. But the Chargers' defense showed no willingness to adapt or adjust or do anything other than what they've historically done in a Pete Carroll school-style defense. Whereas the Chiefs don't have the talent, but they're probably going to adjust if things aren't working. So, yeah, they're not. The Patriots aren't going to just be able to say, hey, you know, Julian, run behind the linebackers or, you know, isolate against the slot cornerback and, you know, give him a little double move and you'll find yourself open. Or James White, go find yourself a little space in that zone that you know is going to be there and sit down and, you know, you'll beat him 5 to 8 yards at a time. You know, it's not going to be that simple. You're going to have to beat some man coverages. You know, I saw a stat earlier this week. I forget where it came from, but it was that the Chiefs are one of the heavier man coverage defenses in the NFL this season. And that's interesting because, you know, that sort of is a little more of a weakness from a Patriots offensive perspective when you just look at it in a vacuum. That doesn't mean, in my opinion, the Chiefs have done the man coverage thing all that well. It just shows that they, again, will mix in a lot more man and, you know, with their zone. And the Chargers weren't willing to do that. So I hope I wasn't rambling too much, but made sense in my head.
No, I get what you're saying.
No, I mean, and that's the point I'm just trying to bring up. I mean, look, everything went sort of, I don't want to say perfect for the Chiefs last week, but you had a team that played their game on their terms. Same thing with the Patriots. You know, it's a team that played their game on their terms. And I'm curious which one of these teams, when they get confronted with a game that suddenly is not on their terms, will be able to adjust, withstand the storm, and play a game that maybe was not the game that they wanted to play.
Yeah, I agree. I think it really goes back to, and I'd be surprised, whoever wins the coin toss, I think, is going to take the ball. And the Patriots, I think, will do it 2 weeks in a row, and I would be surprised if the Chiefs didn't do the same thing. Because the team that gets out to the hot start and is able to control your terms, your schedule, however you want to put it, if you can stay on schedule in this game, it's going to help you in a great deal. And if you're the Patriots and it stays close or you have a lead or whatever, obviously that's the situation you want to be in. I think it's going to be hard to come back against a Chiefs team. You don't want to bury yourself in an early hole. That was obviously a huge point of contention the Patriots had in Jacksonville, Detroit, Tennessee. I mean, they were never in those games. You can't have the same mistakes in a setting like this because the Chiefs are a far superior team and this is a much more hostile type of environment that they'll see. So again, I think if you can stay in the game the first 8 to 10 minutes, you're going to set yourself up for a really good chance to come out with a win.
Jeff, speaking of coverages, what do you think it looks like for the Patriots in the secondary? How do they line these guys up and who are they covering?
Well, Gilmore got Sammy Watkins in the first matchup, and I think that's probably going to be how it plays out again today. I mean, the whole world, we all want to see Gilmore and Tyreek Hill. I just don't think that that's in the Patriots' plans. It's just, I don't think that's the matchup or whatever. So I think you're probably going to see a lot of double, maybe even triple coverages against Hill. And you just don't want those things to bust. I mean, Hill ran past a lot of broken zones in the first meeting. The broken zones were a big issue for the Patriots last year against the Chiefs. Now, Kareem Hunt was a major reason for that, too. I mean, Hunt had 431 yards from scrimmage in his two games against the Patriots, the most of any single player against a Belichick defense in his first two games ever. So taking him from the equation, I think, is going to help you at least obviously take some of the speed off the field, but it's going to help the Patriots in terms of any breakdowns they might have. They might not get blown out for 50 to 70 yards at a time. You know, maybe you minimize some of the bad plays. And then over the middle, the Patriots have always had, Patrick Chung has historically done a really good job against Travis Kelce. It's just Kelce's damage against the Patriots has come when they've shifted into a zone, which obviously you can't play man-to-man 100% of the time. So Kelce's going to get his yards, but when he's one-on-one against Chung, you know, again, Chung has proven over the course of several matchups that he can handle Kelce.
Yeah, I think you got to beat him up early. I think you beat up Kelce, he could turtle. He doesn't like guys who are physical with him.
And it's already cold. He's not going to like that.
Yeah, he's a front runner.
He is. He definitely is. And I would tell Patrick Chung early, you know, I would even risk maybe a flag to beat the bag out of Travis Kelce in the first quarter. I really would. I would, because I think it could end up being worth it.
If those two got in a street fight, it'd be over in the first round.
Yeah, it would be. But, I mean, I don't need that kind of violence. I just need football violence. I just
wanted
Patrick
to have
Chung.
Fun with the analogy, Mark.
I just
Mark.
Need
Come
him
on.
To bang him hard at the line of scrimmage. That's what
Let
I need.
Let me live. Let's not Never mind. Phrasing, Mark.
What? All right, Jeff.
It's Chris, been a long week.
Yeah, it has. It has been a long week, and we are now less than 2 hours from kickoff between the Patriots and the Chiefs. Jeff, appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks, guys. See you.
All right. Jeff Howe, The Athletic, joining us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.